All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
I didn't catch any of that.
No, no.
We motioned to approve the minutes.
You did, but who did what?
I made the motion, Deb seconded the motion.
Motion.
It was unanimous.
So the only, I was just talking. I'm gonna take that, I'm gonna use that as the basis, because it has a lot of architectural structure information in there.
Oh, wow. Ooh, I'm interested to, I'm not gonna say.
It's a good book, they do good things, but it will be very helpful with that. And then, so you're gonna come up with a report. Do you wanna run that in front of the historical people in the state, or you wanna wait until we have zoning?
It's all gonna speak to each other, so I think sending it to them all in one is probably the way to do it. So, yeah.
So we'll get your report. Is that what?
I can send you, I'll send you both. Essentially, they'll be kind of how I sent you before, you know, like that starting point of the historic district. I'll send you something that is kind of like that, but there'll be some questions. So some of the things I was prompting today, I'll have those similar questions.
Okay.
I'll pull some provisions from, I thought, for example, Barry has a lot of, like, it's pretty, they have a lot of detail in theirs. The thing that's interesting is I found that compared to some of the other towns, I thought it was easier to implement. Like, I thought it was clearer from the planning commission and the applicant perspective.
Who we steal from.
Yeah, so I think trying to pick through those sort of examples, and so I'll try to kind of let you know, cue you in on where I'm getting things from, I guess is what I'm saying. Like, this is from Barry, and I'm going to try to avoid things that are overly broad or overly complex. I think that's generally...
Yeah. Well, that was their initial...
The overly broad, yeah. I have found, though, some of these things can be overly complex. I think that's also... When we were talking about, like, design control stuff, like, trying to avoid the overly complex and making it straightforward for everyone involved.
As you're going to see, there's several different architectural styles, so we can't be specific about
that. Yeah, one of the quotes from the historic district application was like, that said, this district has fine examples of Greek revival, Italianate, early and Victorian Gothic revival, Romanesque, stick style, Queen Anne, and neoclassical revival architecture. So, like,
other than that, it's pretty different.
Yeah, I guess so. But, so it's like, it's not like it's all one style. And I think that, like, that's the regulations should definitely reflect that. So
you're still in the middle of the zoning plan?
The regional plan. No, that's, it's going through, my workload on that is smaller, I'd
Good.
Say. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, and I'm hoping...
We'll be more than happy to add back to your working order.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I'm... Yeah, yep, yeah.
And I just want to say, you guys got really good compliments today, so payback is okay.
No, I've really enjoyed... I'm really enjoyed and continue to enjoy working in Fairhaven, so...
Glad to have you. We'd be sunk without you. So,
did you have something you wanted to show us on your laptop?
No. I had it just in case.
Okay.
But yeah.
So
yeah.
You.
it's usually a good tip.
A week or so.
I'll check in with you in over the next week.
Way we have a week before our next meeting. We can
normalize
what we think we should have and get a zoning.
Oh wow!
Wording out.
Sorry,
so was that normally? I've never seen Dane work for next meeting.
Yeah,
I think
so.
Okay.
I think we've got to get through this, and then we can stop, take a breath, and see where we are, see what the next big hurdle is, see where, you know, talk to Gary about where he thinks we are.
Seems like the other like a big piece that's still out there that hasn't been written up. And I know it could be, it might not be that big a deal, but it's still that 5-year strategic plan.
Yeah.
With the specifics. Yeah. Like that's the other big component.
I think we can steal a little bit.
Yeah.
I think we can steal a little bit from the town plan, or at least build out the town plan.
Yeah.
What it says.
Yeah.
And work for a 5-year plan that way. But that, once again, would involve the EDC and Fairhaven Partners to be involved in that as well. I would assume you would anyway.
I would think so. They didn't.
You having fun?
This is very impressive. There's one section in here I've already found that will be extremely helpful. There's an architectural definition section. And definitions make the bylaws often. And this is great. It's actually structured where it's term, definition, and then there's a photo example in the town. That is very helpful. Wow. I mean, this definition section in and of itself could be like
I'll make sure that we're not.
It's actually structured exactly how you would want one to be, which is why I'm chuckling to myself, because this is like, if I was thinking about how to make one, it would, like, in the ideal world, it would look like this. And it's actually, this is
like gonna
be
a kid on Christmas.
Yeah, this is gonna be very. This will be very helpful.
I'll check to make sure we're not copyright infringements here.
Well, no, I mean you would. You'd want to. Would it be okay to reference?
We could cite it.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that would be.
Sure.
Yep. Yeah.
Well,
I mean, that's what I would do is say like, yeah, these.
Is that a publication of the Historical Society or is it? Because I wasn't sure if it was that.
It says on the cover.
No. What I'm saying is because I know Lorraine Seal wrote it. I didn't know if they wrote it like as it's their publication or it's the Historical Society.
I think it's Historical Society. But
it does have it listed.
That's a reasonable question.
And the, would you know if, by chance, is there a digital version of this? If there isn't, that's not a big deal.
I'm betting no.
I would get no.
Gotcha.
I would say no.
Is there a publication date on there?
Seal might have a digital.
They might have.
I mean, Seal,
the only reason is
savvy.
I would scan it in and whatever.
If Seal wrote it, there's a very good chance.
There's a digital.
Yeah.
If Seal helped write that, so there's a digital. Mm-hmm. Yes, there is. I'll get her contact information.
If it's from 1999 or whatever.
No.
She said she did it during the pandemic. It took 3 years to do it.
July 2021.
Yeah.
She'll have it.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're probably right. I'm hoping you're right.
I'll get
their website.
I'll send you her contact information.
Okay, that'd be great.
They were trying to sell.
Just because like the glossary of architectural terms, if she has that, then I can just plop it in.
I was just thinking, I kind of want one of those.
Oh, wow.
The library has 2 copies.
Huh. And there's also...
Fun fact, I originally went to college for history, so... Maybe you could understand why I'm like a kid in a candy store. I originally went to college for before I started college. I changed my degree because I was like, I don't know what I would do with a history degree, but I liked history.
Nobody does. It's like having an art appreciation degree.
But I do like history, so that was why I reacted
like
the way I did. Yeah.
But it's the only thing I could have possibly passed in college was history. The only thing I would have done well in.
That sounds like a plan.
Right. How about an adjournment?
I will make a motion that we adjourn this meeting.
I will second the motion to adjourn.
All those in favor?
Aye.
I wanted to do this for a long time.
Excellent.
All right. Thank you, everybody. That was really
good work.
It was good to have all those people.